This dictation is by Dr. Sharon Armaes, MD. The date of examination is 1-3-22. The name of the patient is Sarah Bernal, S-A-R-A-H, last name B-E-R-N-A-L. This is Cardiac Care Associates. This is a treble XI stress test file, EST space, Bernal space S. Treble XI stress test date of examination 1-3-22. Referring physician Subhathra Karunanathy, MD. Performing physician Sharon Armaes, MD. New paragraph clinical indication, 40-year-old female with history of infection with COVID and history of false positive ECG portion of stress echocardiogram for stress test for current functional capacity. New paragraph, ECG stress interpretation. New paragraph, baseline ECG, normal sinus rhythm, common, consider septal AMI of indeterminate age. New paragraph, baseline blood pressure, 100/70, baseline heart rate, 64 beats per minute. New paragraph, patient underwent treble XI stress test utilizing a Bruce protocol. Patient exercised for 12 minutes to the completion of stage 4 of a Bruce protocol to a peak heart rate of 161, parentheses, 94% maximum predicted heart rate, close parentheses, period. At peak stress, the patient under blood pressure 148/70 with a peak heart rate blood pressure product of 23828, period. Upon cessation of exercise, the patient underwent a 1-minute cool-down period at a speed of 1.2 miles per hour and a grade of 0%. New paragraph. Patient not experienced any chest discomfort or dyspnea during stress. The recovery period, stress was terminated due to fatigue. The patient exhibited very good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 13 mets. The patient had a baseline low blood pressure with, correction, the patient had a baseline low blood pressure with a normal blood pressure response to stress. The patient had a normal heart rate response to exercise. The patient had a final blood pressure of 108/72 and a heart rate of 80 at the end of the recovery period. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. At new paragraph, at peak stress, there was 1 to 1.5 millimeters of horizontal top sloping ST depression lead V4, which did not meet diagnostic criteria for ischemia. Period, there was greater than 1.5 millimeter of horizontal to upsloping ST depression leads 3 in AVF, which met diagnostic criteria for ischemia at 80 milliseconds past the J point, and there was greater than 1 millimeter of horizontal, greater than 1.5 millimeter of horizontal to, predominantly horizontal to Molly upsloping ST depression, correction, there is greater than 1.5 millimeter of predominantly horizontal ST depression and leads V5 and V6, which met diagnostic criteria for ischemia. All ECG changes return promptly to baseline upon cessation of exercise. New paragraph, conclusions. 1, abnormal ECG portion treble XI stress test to 4% maximum predicted heart rate with diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. The diagnostic predictive value of this finding is diminished by the history of false positive ECG portion of treble stress testing with normal echocardiographic portion of accompanying stress echo, comma, the high level of stress attained, the absence of clinical symptoms. Let's rephrase that and say, the diagnostic predictive value of this finding is diminished by the high level of stress attained and the absence of clinical symptoms, period. The patient also has a prior history of abnormal ECG portion treble stress testing noted to be false positive in the setting of a normal echocardiographic portion of an accompanied test. Accompanied by a normal echocardiographic portion of a stress echocardiogram. 2, the patient did not experience any chest discomfort or dyspnea during stress of the recovery period. 3, the patient exhibited very good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 13 mets, comma, somewhat decreased from her prior stress test. 4, the patient had a normal hemodynamic response to stress with a normal blood pressure response to stress and normal heart rate response to exercise. 5, there were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. Thank you for the kind referral of this patient. Sincerely, Sharon Armaes, MD.